Now, could trams be reintroduced to Prague's Wenceslas Square? The capital's public transport authority would like to bring them back after an absence of nearly 30 years. They say the extension would take the strain off other parts of the city's transport network, but not everyone is for the idea. Prague City Hall stands adamantly opposed, saying trams are at odds with its plans to redesign the space as a pedestrian zone. Rosie Johnson reports.
I'm sitting on a rather packed tram heading down one of central Prague's main arteries, Jeczna Street. The journey between Ipe Pavlova at the top and Karlovo Náměstí at the bottom is one that many Prague inhabitants make several times a day, and it's always a bit of a squish, with this current trip proving no exception. This crowding is what the Prague Public Transport Company would like to put an end to by extending their tram network onto Wenceslas Square, which runs parallel to the route I'm on now. A little bit earlier, I spoke to the firm's Andrzej Pečeny, a vocal advocate of the extension.
We think that this connection of Prague 2, Vinohradská třída and Wenceslas Square will bring some new value to the tram transportation in the center of the Prague, because it will also help to ease the transportation from Karlovo Náměstí or Masarykovo Nádraží.
Mr. Pečeny's view is shared by the man currently redesigning Wenceslas Square, Jakub Ziegler. The Prague-based architect says that reintroducing trams would transform the dead-end space into a living thoroughfare. Indeed, streetcars did historically wend their way up and down the boulevard until as recently as the 1980s. But the plan has its detractors. Prague City Hall is adamantly opposed. Councillor Martin Langmeier said last week that he was 100% certain that no new tram tracks would be built in central Prague, saying the network was filled to capacity as it was. Others worry that the trams would sit ill with the council's plans to pedestrianise Wenceslas Square. There's still much to be discussed, with the transport authority saying it's only just found out about City Hall's opposition. Negotiations look set to edge forward at about the same pace as a number 22 at rush hour.
Rosie Johnson with that story. Now, Malostran.